From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Food and Drug Administration is lifting a decades-long lifetime ban on gay and bisexual men donating blood. As NPR's Rob Stein explains, the agency is leaving significant restrictions in place.
The FDA has banned any man who has ever had sex with another man from donating blood for life since the early days of the AIDS epidemic. The ban was designed to protect blood transfusion recipients from getting infected with the AIDS virus. But advocates and many medical groups have been urging the FDA to lift the ban for years. They say the ban is discriminatory and unnecessary because blood donors can be screened for HIV. But others have urged the FDA to keep the ban in place, saying some infected people slip through the screening. So the FDA decided to lift the lifetime ban, but continue to bar donations from men who have had sex with men within the past year. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Authorities say a number of people tried to stop the speeding car driven by a young woman that smashed into pedestrians along the bustling Las Vegas Strip last night, leaving one person dead and more than two dozen others injured. However, it's still not clear what prompted the 24-year-old woman, identified as Lakeisha Holloway, to drive up onto the sidewalk, what officials say appears to have been an intentional act. The woman with her three-year-old daughter in the car drove to a hotel and told a valet to call 911 after the incident. Drug and alcohol test results are still being carried out. The Prime Minister of Greece says he does not want the International Monetary Fund to be involved in the latest bailout loan program. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens. The Greek leader has long criticized the fund for being inflexible on financial issues.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has complained for months that the International Monetary Fund refuses to see that its policies have hurt, not helped, Greece. He says the Washington, D.C.-based global lender is pushing unfair pension cuts on Greeks at a time when many families are relying on retirement benefits to get by. The IMF has also told European governments to significantly lighten the Greek debt load. Eurozone leaders have so far refused. Greece has not received any IMF loan payouts since August 2014. Greece has been dependent on international bailout loans since 2010. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Giant J.P. Morgan Chase is agreeing to pay out $150 million to public pension funds, claiming to have been hurt by some $6 billion in trading losses blamed on the so-called London Whale. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine announced the agreement today in connection with a 2012 class action lawsuit that alleged the company issued false and misleading statements regarding its trading activity. The London Whale case involved a trader who made huge bets that ultimately turned sour for the bank. After last week's sell-off, some gains on Wall Street to start the week. The Dow is up 123 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. U.S. officials are now confirming six American troops were killed in a suicide bombing near Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan today. The troops were killed and several others wounded when an attacker rammed an explosives-laden motorcycle into their patrol at a village near the airfield. The Taliban are claiming responsibility for the attack. The suicide bombing comes just 2 days after U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter paid a visit to Bagram at a time a new Pentagon report is saying violence in Afghanistan is on the rise. Excessively thin fashion models have been a point of controversy for decades. In an editorial released today in the American Journal of Public Health, two researchers now join the debate. NPR's Vanessa Rancagno reports they're asking regulators to get involved.
The average international runway model has a body mass index under 16. That's low enough to indicate starvation, according to World Health Organization standards. Public health researchers Catherine Record and Bryn Austin want to see that change. They're making a case to prohibit agents from hiring models with a body mass index below 18. By that standard, a 5'9" model would need to weigh at least 122 pounds. Record acknowledges that regulating the fashion industry won't be easy. She likens the task to taking on big tobacco. But with similar regulations enacted in France this year, she says, if the U.S. got involved, it could make a difference. Vanessa Rancagno, NPR News.
Japanese company that makes the popular Hello Kitty products is the latest firm to have its information hacked. Hackers apparently able to gain access to customers' full names, email, and encrypted passwords. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.